Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for the replay of this past Sunday night's BOGP Open Line, where we open up the phone lines and take your calls and you drive the show. The show was originally recorded on Sunday night, August 1st, 2021, and we talked a little registration for Marathon Weekend. Why was it so easy? We also play a little bit more what percentage of guests that we did last Friday on the podcast. We talk about where the parks are as far as capacity right now this summer, what it's going to be like on October 1st at the Magic Kingdom, and much more. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's one extra click, and it really does help us out. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge thank you to our patrons. You guys carry the show. You allow us to put these shows out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. We couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night or happy Thursday if you're tuned in here on the feed. It is the BOGP Open Line, and it is Sunday night, August 1st, 2021, as we record the show. And we are going to open the phone lines and take your calls here in just a few minutes at 407-413-9395. Again, that's 407-413-9395. This is the show where it is turned over to you. You kind of lead the conversation. You call us. We talk about whatever you want. We got the news of the week coming up from themouseforless.com and some topics that we're going to carry over from Friday's podcast. We're going to play a little what percentage of guests. And you guys, of course, can call in and suggest some new ideas for that. Or you can comment on how terrible Scott and I did on Friday, in your opinion. Because, again, I wish we had these numbers. But I did throw a couple of these out on Twitter yesterday. And so we'll look at the current stats as far as what the guest said on two of them from Friday's show. But before we get any further, we need to get the co-host in here. He is just down to Detroit-style pizza. I believe it was Detroit-style. I don't know what it was. It was good-looking because he tweeted it to me right as I was finishing my Taco Bell, and I was severely jealous. Your friend and mine, hashtag Scotty G up in Michigan. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here. Happy August. And, yeah, I just slammed some Jets Detroit-style pizza. I did a Jet 10, which has 10 toppings on it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, 10?
I know.
We feel like 10 toppings. We feel like we're splurging if we get 3.
I know, right? And happy August 1st. We're in August. Do you know what that meant for today? It meant ADR booking day for the 50th anniversary. And boy, was that tough.
I hope you got me on some of those. Come on now. Come
we're
on,
trying.
Okay. We're I don't trying care. To get you a... I'm not there that long. I could eat counter service the whole time.
No, you're part of it. It's really hard to find some dining right now.
Yeah, I could imagine. But, I mean, it's probably the hardest day probably in the last decade. Probably, I would guess.
Yeah, people are gonna be at the Magic Kingdom on October 1st. I'm realizing.
Yeah, I'm thinking. You know, it'll probably be at least a 7 on the crowd calendar at the Magic Kingdom on October 1st. Maybe an 8.
A 70? Is that what you said? The 70?
That could be it. Yes. Yes. What percentage of Magic Kingdom guests do you think will be at the Magic Kingdom on October 1st? 100%. 99. You know what? That'd be a good day to go to the Animal Kingdom if you really are sold on.
So yeah, that's the thing. Like, you look at the studios and you're like, see sci-fi and like Mama Melrose, Brown Derby, like stuff that's normally hard to find because no one's gonna be there.
That's true. Like, how bad do you want to go to sci-fi, Mike? No, not that bad, because I'll get there and we'll figure it out. Okay, so let's get to talking about the news of the week. Before we jump into the news of the week over on themouseforless.com, I want to have this quick conversation because I want you to call in if you are a runner or somebody who is maybe, you know, I know we've had this long hiatus with Run Disney, somebody that was getting ready to get into Run Disney and then haven't had races for a year. So, as you know, the conversation last Sunday night, as we all got together, we were about 36 hours out from booking Marathon Weekend, you know, or trying to register for whatever distance you wanted. You might have been doing a challenge, maybe just one race, a 5K, whatever. We were all freaking out that, because the thing is, we had Wine and Dine behind us, right? And Wine and Dine was so easy, I think, that it either made us very confident, and you know how it is, you don't want to be overconfident, or it had us freaking out that everybody was just like, forget Wine and Dine, I was waiting for Marathon, and it was going to be a nightmare. So, Scott, give a recap of how Tuesday morning went for you, because we both noticed at the exact same time. I was getting ready to text you when the text came through because I just sat down at quarter till at my desk to kind of get going with everything. And you texted me, it's open, it's open. And I was getting ready to text you at the exact same time. So kind of walk us through your thoughts on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so Tuesday I had the 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time meeting scheduled, you know, for Run Disney registration. I bought the hour on my calendar on Outlook. And then, you know, you get the 15-minute reminder, and that's when I text you because I went in right at the when I got the reminder. And boom, it was – you could get in the queue at that point. That's why I was like, get in the queue.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was crazy.
And I know, like, you probably had, like, multiple laptops open or the phone. Like, I was on my phone and on my laptop. And I don't know how I did it because I did this for Wine and Dine, but I got into, like, the four-minute mark. Like, once it hit 10 o'clock, it's, like, 4 minutes until you're ready. I'm like, how is this possible?
I don't even know how you did that because I was, again, it's the second time in 2 weeks. I was following a bunch of people on the Discord because the Discord's perfect for this because it's real-time chat. So you can kind of see where everybody is. We had the, you know, the Lizards Discord channel going. And everybody in there, and there was, like, 12 of us in there at the same time, everybody had more than an hour except you. And, again, what's up with that? Because I didn't mind waiting, but you know, you got nervous. I was, because when you see more than an hour, here's the thing, like Disney now, they just added back to our travel agent line where it gives you an estimated wait time on your call. But what they've added back, and they haven't had this for a year, they added back your wait time is greater than 10 minutes. Dude, what that means it could be 7 hours. I mean, dude, greater, that's all it ever says, greater than 10 minutes. I mean, it could be 12, could be 7 hours. I mean, it's that whole thing. Your wait time is more than an hour. You know, I'm freaking out. Oh my God, it's going to be 3 hours, 4 hours. And I don't know, you had a meeting I think you had to get to, so pressure was
on. I had an interview that I had to do at 11. So that's why I was like, I'm so nervous. Like, I got to be done by 11 with the whole registration. And sure enough, I'm in at 10:04, I'm in. You know, and you're texting me, so I'm like trying to get my registration in, and you're like texting me, like, what's your status? And I'm like, I can't right now, you know, I'm trying to fill out my registration. I'll get to you in a minute.
That's what I always figure. If you're not answering, you're probably registering.
That's usually what it is. Yeah. I'm not answering, I'm registering. So then I quick got your information. It was like a deja vu of doing Wine and Dine. And then, like, I felt like I was like the king of Run Disney at that point. I'm like, who wants in? You know, send me your info. I got you.
For real. It was crazy. I mean, that's the thing is I've been, you know, talking with guests that emailed me, you know, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday, so forth. I mean, my biggest question is, was it too easy? I mean, it really, this is how it should be. You know, it should be a fact of if you get up there and, you know, get in, you know, within the first 10, 20 minutes, first hour, you shouldn't have a whole lot of trouble, which none of us did. I mean, I actually did get in about 48 minutes in because I just left that tab open just to time it out. And then I closed it because I was already signed up. But what do you think that means? Because again, just 2 days ago, I haven't checked Run Disney, but I mean, Dopey Challenge was still open, you know, 5 days later. You know, I didn't think it'd be open 5 minutes later initially. So what are your thoughts on what this all means?
Honestly, I think people are like still on the fence if it's actually going to happen, you know, maybe that's part of it. Or they're just like, I can't commit to this race if I don't know if it's going to happen. Like, I don't know. There could be so many issues. I'm the mindset of I have a partial bad feeling that it might not happen, but you know what? I'm registered. I'm pumped. I'm going to train for it. And then if it doesn't happen, you know, like, what's the worst that happened? I trained, you know, and I get my refund. But I'm crossing my fingers that's still going to happen, right? I mean, we all want Run Disney to return.
Right.
But I'm going to go in the mindset of I'm still going to register if it's available and then just start the training and see what happens.
That's the best way to go about it, I think, you know, because that way you have something to look forward to. Either way, it's a positive thing to have something fun to look forward to. And if it doesn't happen, you'll get your refund and we'll move on. Yeah. Now, again, I've said this. This is just me, but I've said you can't have a Run Disney race with a mask mandate. And that came back, which we'll talk about here in a minute. So I think that is a step back, and that's happened since registration. That happened between Tuesday and today. That went into effect Friday. So you're right. I mean, maybe folks were like, maybe this is a little aggressive. I mean, I thought it was pretty aggressive by Run Disney to put Wine and Dine. I thought they would start at Marathon if they did anything. So Run Disney shocked me by being aggressive. So we'll see how that goes. Well, let's hit the news because I see people already calling in on the phone line. So probably less yapping by us and more talking by our listeners. So let's get to what I thought was the biggest news of the week. Columbia Harbor House is coming back.
Yachts and Steakhouse too.
You know, forget everything else. I've been asking for this one. So Columbia Harbor House is going to return on August 5th.
I think that was the same day as the Run Disney because you and I were like texting all day back and forth on Tuesday. That was awesome news.
Yeah, so we're getting Pizza Fari over at Animal Kingdom on August 2nd. So that will be tomorrow as you're listening to this live. You can get the pizzas, chicken parm. Chicken parm, you taste so good. Remember when, who's that, Peyton Manning used to do those commercials?
Peyton Manning.
Yes. Yep. August 5th, we don't have to tell you about Columbia Harbor House. Everybody loves Columbia Harbor House. And Yachtsman Steakhouse. I've never been to Yachtsman. I could have gone one time. Pam was going to pay. But man, I felt ill that night, and I did.
Did you not go when we went before the Grand One, or did you meet us?
I did not.
At the
I met you. I met you that night. We went somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I know. Never
I
been.
About to say, like, I swore you were there, but so Yachtsman. It goes back to my first trip. It was one of our last meals on our first visit. We were on the deluxe dining plan, you know, so we're doing a whole bunch of signatures. And I think I told you the story, Mike. I'll never forget. Like, our server came over, and she was like, "Are you on the dining plan by any chance?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Ah, dang. There's a guest that's wanting to buy a family's dinner, and they would have bought your dinner tonight if you weren't on the dining plan." I'm like, dang it. And that's never happened ever since, right?
You never have any. That's, yeah, you had so many credits back in those days that you didn't know what to do with them. It was crazy.
So many credits.
Oh, and then, you know, here's the restaurant I think everybody's totally forgotten about, Toledo. Tapas Steak and Seafood is going to open again on August 5th at the top of the Grandestino Tower at Coronado Springs. So more, that's what we need. We need more dining, so it's coming back. Excited for that. So this week we'll get it back. Of course, face masks have returned as of Friday at Walt Disney World, indoor locations only. Of course, you can wear them wherever you want, but they are required for guests ages 2 and up while indoors and on Disney buses, the Skyliner, the monorail, and it's regardless of vaccination status. You have to have them on throughout all attractions, and guests in outdoor common areas do not have to wear them. So we'll see how this goes. I mean, of course, you know, Florida's kind of suffering, so I think they're trying to answer that. What is interesting, though, this is what I find interesting. Universal is not requiring masks inside. It is, I think they worded highly encouraged, but they're not going the route of requiring them. Kind of interesting.
We'll see. I mean, I think it's the right call, just to get my two cents in. I think it's the right call. As you mentioned, Florida is having their highest cases ever right now, you know? And I don't even, a lot of it could be to the tourism, you know, it's a big tourist state, so they could be coming from all over, could be locals, but I think it's the right call. But this worries me about Run Disney a little, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, Wine and Dine is in 90 days. Like, I don't know. I feel like Run Disney's got to make a call here soon, like to confirm if it's happening or not.
I agree. But I mean, what I'm, or and again, I don't like to talk about this stuff because it's kind of like the toy. I always look at the podcast as like the toy store, like the fun stuff. And, you know, you can hear this stuff and read this stuff a bajillion other places. But I mean, the only thing I'll say is I have heard that it's supposed to. Now, again, who knows? The stuff changes every hour. But they're saying that it should peak in October. So crossing my fingers that, you know, we get over the hump and we get to run, yeah. But we'll see. Okay, the Galactic Star Cruiser got a lot of information on that. There's a video over at themouseforless.com that was released by Disney. Some Imagineers kind of at a roundtable talking about, you know, what you can experience there. It's going to open in spring of 2020. It's going to be a cruise-like experience where it's all-inclusive. The food's going to relate back to the Star Wars canon. I guess it's going to be more than blue milk. And what's cool is you can either really jump in. I mean, if you're going to pay this kind of money, we don't know what it's going to cost. I'm sure it's going to be crazy expensive. But when you, you know, stay here, you can get like all in and get, you know, costumes and uniforms and props and really get into the story. Or you can be one of those people that kind of just takes it in because, say, your wife is the crazy Star Wars fan. You just kind of tolerate it because, you know, it makes your wife happy or vice versa. And you can take pictures of all the crazy people, you know, drinking blue milk in their flight suits and stuff like that. I'd be in the flight suit and drinking blue milk. So, I mean, is this, Scott, I don't know how big of a Star Wars fan you are, but I mean, what does this intrigue you, or is this something maybe down the road you might want to try, or maybe not?
It still definitely intrigues me. I consider myself a Star Wars fan. I'm not like the ultimate, you know, I mean, that would be very hard to do because so many people are so invested in Star Wars, as you know. But I'm a good fan, and I'm very interested in it. But you know what got me, Mike? So I golfed today with a couple guys that aren't Disney people, and this news got around. They were asking me about, what's that Star Wars hotel going to be like, Scott? Like, that's something I really want to do. So it's going to work for those non-Disney folks. This is going to be a big sell, I feel.
Yeah, it's one of those things that it kind of feels like two fandoms that are super passionate about things. You know, your Disney fandom is obviously, that's what we're here for. We do the podcast. There's tons, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not a million Disney fans that are hardcore into the parks. But Star Wars may have a larger fandom and a more dedicated fandom than Disney. And so when you have that intersection, yeah, this thing's going to be sold out forever.
I warned the guy, though, like, what the prices are going to be like. I mean, I don't know what the prices are going to be, but I told him what what my estimate is. And he's like, oh, well, I'll never be able to do that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, go donate a lot of blood plasma or something. What college kids do. You know, just
work on your golf game, become a professional golfer.
Exactly. Yeah, get in line behind Tiger. He'll get in first. Okay, so the last thing we got, which I thought was kind of interesting, I'll say, is that we finally got the extended evening theme park hours that are coming out in October for select on-site guests at Walt Disney World. Now, of course, this kind of peeves me. It peeves me and it doesn't, okay? Because I understand, like, if you stay at Pop Century, you're at a value hotel. And if you want to move up to get a slide at your pool, you got to go to a moderate, so you got to pay more to get the slide. And if you want to have table service dining at your hotel, you got to move up to a deluxe, except for Coronado. You know, there's just, the more you pay, the more, you know, the nicer things are. That's just how the world works, right? I mean, it's a difference between, like you said, going to from Yachtsman Steakhouse to Cruise Cup. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cruise Cup's cheaper, and it's got, you know, some food from Yachtsman, but it's not the same experience. So deluxe and deluxe villa hotels will get these extra evening hours. But the thing is, like, they released the first batch of times and dates, and it's only 4 dates so far. October 4th, 6th, 11th, and 13th. And it's 2 hours after the park closes at Magic Kingdom and Epcot. I mean, slightly underwhelming at this point. They can always add more, and I bet you they will. But, I mean, I don't know
if it's slightly underwhelming, and I think about Magic Kingdom. Like, aren't there Halloween parties or whatever, like the Halloween after parties are going to be happening? So I can't imagine Magic Kingdom is going to have many options in October.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it's just, I don't know. I would have thought, and I bet you they will add to this, probably outside of the Magic Kingdom. Those are probably just nights they didn't have parties. But I don't know. Like, if I was working for Disney PR, I probably wouldn't announce just 4 dates. Like, I would wait and, like, you know, wait till I had at least 10, just so it doesn't, so nobody's having this conversation, because I've heard this conversation more than once.
Yeah, the 4 dates boggles my mind. It's only the 2 parks, too. It feels like they just aren't ready for it, but they felt like they had to get something out. Yeah. Like, I don't know why they had to get something out. You know, it's 4 dates. Just send a... Because, like, when you're staying at a resort, and, like, if it's, like, a pool's in a refurbishment, you, like, you know this, Mike, they'll send you, like, a little email or notification, like, hey, just to let you know, like, we're refurbing the hippy-dippy pool while you're here. Like, just send a letter to those people that are staying at that resort and just tell them, like, why you gotta make this big old, you know... article about it, but it's fine.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so, you know, it'll probably expand. I would like to see it. Well, I get it. I mean, it's a deluxe thing. I don't say deluxe.
The Swan and Dolphin is part of that, though, isn't it? Yeah, that's what's weird to me.
I know. Yeah, there's a list on the Shades of Green is too, of course. Swan Reserve is on there too. Everybody else knows. I'm scanning through here. It's all the DVC resorts and all the deluxe resorts. Other than that, yep. So, you know, you pay more, you get more perks. And I'm not against that. This is how the world works. Yeah, but I think it's okay.
I mean, this is me putting my DVC hat on. Even if I'm staying at Pop Century, if I'm there and I'm a DVC member, I feel like I should still get the perk because I pay the dues. That's but true. How it works.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I'm not DVC, but I don't disagree with that. And Eric and Tim are both saying, you know, they'd like to see some of these extra, I call them extra magic hours, these extra evening hours at Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. And I think it just makes sense, right? I mean, those are fun parks to be at night. And I mean, it's also drawing away from where they have hard ticket events. Yeah,
and I wonder what will be open too. Like, I think about Epcot. Will the food and wine booths still be open till midnight? Probably not. It'll probably just be like Test Track, Soarin', Frozen. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's better than nothing. So at least
we're in the right direction. Yeah.
So we'll see. Okay. So, real quick, we're going to hop in to your phone calls at 407-413-9395. You can talk about any of these news stories, anything you want. But I wanted to hit this real quick because I wanted to give this to you because I put these out on Twitter, 2 questions from Friday's show. The first question was, did you wear Disney attire the last time you visited the Magic Kingdom? Mm-hmm. So in other words, what percentage of guests that I asked on Twitter wore Disney attire the last time they went to the Magic Kingdom? I can't remember what we said on Friday.
I think I was above 50%. I think I was like 60 or 65, maybe. I could be wrong.
I think I might have even been in the 70s. But here's what we got here. After 220 Twitter votes today, 81% of people.
Remember, that's your audience. That's your audience.
I know this is totally skewed, but 81% wore Disney stuff the last time they went to the Magic Kingdom. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Okay, the other one was, this was your question, actually. I put, in a typical 5-day, 4-night trip, do you visit Disney's Animal Kingdom Park? So I kind of flipped it around. Like, did you go? Okay. And here's the one that, because I think I said like 60%, because I think I said 40 don't. So that's
60. I think I said like 15 don't. So my answer would be 85% would.
You were conservative. It was 89%.
Really?
Yes. Okay, go good. That's to good. Animal Kingdom. I know. But that shocks me.
Remember who the audience is. It's that's your true. Followers.
Yeah, but it was interesting though, because we had some fun conversations on Twitter. So I might put some more of these up. So just at BRGuestMike, give me a follow, and I'll put hashtag BOGP poll, I think is what I'll use for the hashtag.
I would love that answer. I would really like to know, like, how many people skip a day at Animal Kingdom on a 5-day trip?
I thought it would be higher than that. I mean, I wonder if I'd have worded it that way, if it would have changed the outcome.
I don't think it would have. I
mean, everybody's saying, man, I love Animal Kingdom. I wasn't dogging on it. Just asking.
You skip it, though, sometimes, Mike.
I do skip it. But
that's why I asked that question to you, because I know you skip it.
Well, and then somebody was asking me, you know, explain. Somebody, I can't remember who it was. It was, here, find it real quick. That's great. I got the microphone.
Oh, it's funny. I got with another guy today who goes down every now and then, and he went to Animal Kingdom for the first time over spring break. He's been like 5-6 times, and that was his first time going to Animal, because I asked him that question just out of curiosity, and it blew my mind. Like, 1 out of 5 trips he's been.
That's crazy. Yeah. So Sean McNamara, he called me out. He's like, what did you mean when you talked on the podcast about it's work to go to the Animal Kingdom? And I said, like every time I go there, like I'm exhausted. Like it's a big park, and you're outside a lot, but I mean, every time I go, I have a good time.
Who likes to drive and rent cars, I think it's work to go to Magic Kingdom.
That's right. Well, that's true. And I take Disney transportation, and right. Plus Animal Kingdom to me. And this doesn't make sense at all, but I feel like when I'm at Animal Kingdom, like I'm way outside of like everything else happening at Walt Disney World proper. I do feel a little removed from everything that's going on, which, I mean, I'm in a Disney theme park. I don't know why I feel like that. I feel like I'm missing something. I don't know. It's stupid.
It's probably because there's no, like, I mean, Animal Kingdom Lodge is close, but you can't, like, really see it. You know, and you're in the Magic Kingdom, you can see, like, some of the resorts. You know, you got the waterway, like, the boats that take you there. You're at Epcot or the studios, you know, you got the waterway and the boats, the Skyliner. But when you're at Animal Kingdom, you can't really see nothing. That's outside true. Of that park there.
Yeah, and it's hot when I'm there. Because I go a lot in the summer, man. It's just hot. Hot.
It's got some of your favorite meals there, though.
It does. I know. It's got the best quick service on property. Anyway, 407-413-9395. Okay, we're done yakking. 407-413-9395. Give us a what percentage of guests, and Scott and I will both give our answer, and we'll throw that out to the next caller, and the chat room will be flamed. We got a lot of folks in the live chat tonight, so we'll have some fun with that.
We need to plan to do one of these, like, from here or from St. Louis or, you know, St. Charles, wherever you live in. I don't even know what city. St. something.
We're in St. Peter's in St. Charles.
St. Peter. Yeah. We should do like a live show sometime. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Hello, caller. It sounds like we're at a theme park. Who's this?
How you doing?
Hey, it's Fulton. Who's this?
Hello? It's Fulton.
Hey, Fulton. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm at the barbecue.
Oh, you're at a barbecue. Nice.
And I just had, I just had the most delicious treat ever. It was the, I forget what it was, the red beard.
The red beer?
The red beer. Like, I'll take some red beer.
Yeah, sure. Me too. I can't hardly hear, but yeah, it sounds like you're having a good time though. Where's the barbecue?
That's my kind of barbecue, yeah. Right here.
Let's see. The one that we're at is Westfield. The big office.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
Sunday nights are made for barbecuing, man. That's a good way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I had. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, because this is kind of the question we were talking about before you got in here. When you go to Walt Disney World, okay, do you always go to Animal Kingdom when you guys go down, or do you ever skip Animal Kingdom Park?
Let me see. Mom, did we go to Animal Kingdom one time? Yeah, we went to Animal Kingdom. 2017, right? 2017.
Okay. All right. Does that make sense? Because 89% of our listeners say they go every trip almost. So That would fall in line with that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Hang on, Mike. Hang on, Mike. My mom wants to say hi.
Oh, okay, sure thing.
Mike. Just wants to say hi.
She said hi. Barbecue. So. All
right. Red beer barbecue.
Huh? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to go get some barbecue.
Yes. Send some this way.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, Fulton, thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you. Hey, make sure you have some barbecue for us.
Yes, please do. You and I just need a whole pizza.
I will email you about the interview.
Sure thing.
Probably like tomorrow or like Tuesday or something.
Sounds good. August is but a good month.
I'll make sure I get it.
Because it gets slower around here. Okay, take care, Fulton. See you later, everybody. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye. Bye.
All right, yeah,
sounds like a good time is happening.
That reminds me of the DJ Jazzy Jeff song, Summertime.
Yes.
He's at a family reunion with some barbecue.
I was going to say, like, time to get some barbecue and get busy.
Or like, that.
That's what
or that.
Jazzy
or
Jeff always
yes.
said.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Now I got barbecue on the mind. All right. We have our next call. It looks like it's Alfred up in New York. What's up, Alfred?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Scotty. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Well, it's been a while since I've been on, and I have a few things I wanted to talk about.
Go for it.
First, I noticed that Give Kids the World is going to be doing another Night of a Million Lights, or yes. whatever they call it.
Yes, that's awesome.
Which is very exciting, yeah.
I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I'm super pumped.
Yeah. Yep. What is frustrating me with Disney right now is wait time on phone. I've been calling, you know,
that's my for daily 80 hours and it right says,
yeah, and it says more than 2 hour wait. I'm like, why? Okay, if you have that kind of a wait, then you need to start bringing people back or rehiring. If you need that kind of staff,
I've said that for years.
Yes. People might not want the job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. That's why I run around in my company is like, we have plenty of positions open. People just don't want to work right now. I mean, it's insane, but that could be part of the problem too.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, who would want to work for Disney? Come on.
Yeah. But Disney doesn't pay very much for a lot of entry level positions. I mean, it's magical for us vacationing down there, but for a lot of folks, it's just a way to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of for a lot of folks, it's a challenging way to make ends meet. So I understand both sides.
Right. I thought they were at like 15 an hour.
I don't know about that
for entry level.
Yeah, I mean, they might be.
Yeah, I thought it was.
But what's funny, Alfred? So
I know that's more than they pay here.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. What were you going to say, Scott?
I had to call Disney the other day, and I think it was like 90 minutes was my wait, which was crazy. Mm-hmm. But like where I work, we have like a service center too, and like we have these like service level agreements that we have to hit in our service center, and we have to answer a phone call like in 30 seconds, and it just cracks me up. Like we're always like the service center of the year for our industry, and I just think like Disney is never going to be close to the service center of the year.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
The cast members are great.
I think they are great. Yeah, they are. But I think something has to happen. Because what I ended up doing, I ended up calling DVC. And I had no choice but to wait the hour. But at least I got through to someone.
Yep.
That's good.
Okay, it said you'd have a 1 hour wait. And it was pretty close to it. So
I remember I got through Disney Golf really quick in like 2 minutes. And Mike was like, hey, you should have just transferred them over to me and done the rest of my stuff.
Right. I mean, that is kind of a hack that like, say you want to book, like they can all get you around things. Like just because they have like WDW Play or WDW Golf or WDW Dine or whatever that most of the things everybody can do everything. They don't have to. Get the exact number.
All right.
So be creative.
Right. Yeah. The other thing is the ADRs. Now, I went exactly 60 days out. Okay. Now, I get there September 28th, so I should have been able to go in July 29th. Mm-hmm. And it would not let me do anything. The system was like down. Okay, it was all gray. So by the time I was actually able to get in, I think it was Saturday or Friday. I forget which one. It might have been Friday. It was like too late. Everything was gone.
Yeah, there's no...
I was lucky to get, I think, five things.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That is pretty Four good. For, One, because two, it's not just you. This isn't just happening with the 50th, because now that window's open. I mean, it's been happening all summer where it's just, you know, folks are struggling on their ADR more. There's days where there's mornings where the system is completely down in the morning and it doesn't pop up till the afternoon. And then, you know, people are at work and they don't, you can't monitor it. Like, okay, this minute it's back open. You miss like three, 4 hours.
Exactly.
It's a struggle. Yeah. But it's always been a struggle with Disney.
Yeah. But I have some theories here, and I hate to share like my strategy with everyone, because we're all in this boat, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of groups, big parties that are like booking a whole lot of different ADRs. Then once it gets closer to the day, you're going to see a lot of cancellations come through.
I do think that too. I think
so. That's when I plan on like really attacking it, like September 25th, 26th. Go ahead.
Did you hear though? They're not booking any ADRs over five people.
I haven't heard that.
That's their latest message. When you're hanging on the line, that they're not servicing big groups over five.
But you got to remember too that was that a recording?
Yeah, on Disney. Yeah.
Okay, so their recordings are usually about 6 months behind the times. And so that
could be because of the mask coming back too. Well, no, they might not want big groups because of the mask policy.
That was true I'm not joking. Like that was true when the parks reopened with the physical distancing. Was they could only they would not book them. I wouldn't say that's the case right now because I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, they just now on our travel agent
for
line
the anniversary.
No, see, on our travel agent line, they just now quit playing the Festival of Arts promo. I'm not kidding. Like in the last week.
Oh, so like two more months, they need to get it rolling.
It's food and wine. So I'm just saying, like, if you hear a recording, they don't update those very often on the call lines. So, you know, that was the case during the height of physical distancing. Because I remember, you know, we were in 50s prime time in August. There was like hardly any tables in there. So, and you couldn't have a big group, they wouldn't let you.
Yeah. Right. So I just have to tell you quick what I got. I feel that the ADRs that I did get, I'm like super lucky. Okay, I got Olivia's for the first day.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, that's like my
morning,
favorite restaurant.
I got
that's
Ohana.
A nice one.
You got Ohana?
Yeah.
I haven't been
to Ohana. Yeah, the next morning.
I prefer,
but then I couldn't get
I prefer breakfast over
until,
dinner.
I was just going to say, I prefer breakfast at Ohana over dinner, so that's a good call. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
We're judging you, Alfred.
Then
we're
I got
judge all your ADRs.
For breakfast.
What was the other one? Go ahead.
Yeah. Topolino's for breakfast.
Never had it, but is that worthy of a bell, Scott?
It's worthy of a bell. Yep, it's good. It's good for after.
Yeah, so totally.
I'll tell you what I did, Mike.
It's
after
the
after our marathon in 2020, I went up there that Monday for breakfast and got my photo with my Donald medal. And then you remember like Mickey and Minnie were like a flip medal?
Yeah.
So I got one with Mickey and then I got one with Minnie. Like, it was an awesome place to do your medal photos.
Yeah. I got to go there.
I love that character meal. I love
it. Yeah, their outfits are so
good. That's like the best character meal.
Nice.
And then Tusker House.
Nice.
And I haven't done that.
I'm like a half a bell on that.
It changed over. The last thing I got was Sanaa.
Oh. Well, nice. that's a bell for the restaurant and a bell for the bread service.
Nice. So when'd you get those? Like, what day are you going to
bread service?
What, you said you've never had it? That's so good.
No, I've never had the bread service.
You have to. It's not overrated. I thought it would be overrated.
Yeah.
It's not.
No. Well, tell me about it, because is it worth giving up my diet for that?
Yes. I would go there and just get two bread services and make one my appetizer, one my meal. It's that dang good. And it's
It's, but the thing, the rest of the menu is so good too.
Yeah, like, they have good, they have good entrees though. But God, their bread is so good.
What I like now, so I went there again this last summer or this summer, and it had been a while, and I got to pick the breads. So there's like one or two breads like I'm not the biggest fan of. So I got to swap them out for the ones I really like. So it was like super customable. Like I loved it. It was so good.
Okay. Now, do they charge a lot for the bread service?
I don't care. Yeah. No, I don't know.
I have a problem of like really not looking at prices when I'm at Disney. I'm just like, whatever. That's true. It's probably like 20 to 20. It might be like, I don't know, I could be way off, but I mean, I would pay like $30 for it, but I think it's probably like 20 to 25.
Really?
I guess. It's so worth it though. Wow. It's so worth it.
It is seriously worth it. It's good. It's a good splitter though. Like if you're with somebody, but if you're not, it's still, mm-hmm. I would eat it all.
I'd eat it all.
Totally.
Yeah. That's enough then. Yeah.
I'm looking it up here.
That's so what I would have then. That would be my.
What day are you going in there, Alfred?
I'm sorry.
What day are you going there?
That's
like you're not
going
to leave
like
the Magic
October
Kingdom and go to Sanaa, are you?
No.
No, October 4th, I'll be at Animal Kingdom.
Okay, nice. That's a good way to do it. Be at Animal Kingdom, then head over to the lodge for some Sanaa. Like, I like that idea.
It's $19.
Yeah,
with all the sauces.
That's good. 19's not bad
for lunch.
That's for dinner.
No, that's not bad at all.
It's probably the same.
I think it's the same price for both.
Well, I'm going there at lunchtime, so.
That's the best time to go.
It's $19 at lunch. No, no discount there.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is the best time to go because you can see the
animals. So it's not bad.
No, it's super good.
Yeah. So are we meeting for Splash Mountain on the 1st?
We'll see what the wait time looks like. I'm not planning on riding any rides on the 1st.
Yeah.
Maybe a few. We'll see. Because that's a long line on a good day. But we'll see.
Yeah, I plan on walking in and getting my fireworks spot.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, walking in, I'll get ice cream and some fireworks.
Yeah, that might be that might be a good thing. So, yeah. Or the 29th. Try to get a park pass for Magic Kingdom.
Oh yeah, because that's true. I have is 28th the last night, right? Or the 29th?
29th. And then they're taking the 30th.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, because I booked just that because I didn't know what dates to book, and I booked the 29th, like to come in. So I was like, woo.
Here's the thing. They're not taking off on the 30th. You know that, right?
They might.
That's gonna be a test night.
It could be a test night. Show. I thought of that.
Or it could be a media night.
Could be a media night.
It could be a night they don't do it until after they'll close the park early for media event.
Park closes.
That'd be a good get a California Grill kind of night.
Yes, it would. I know.
You can't get California Grill. I tried.
It's tough, and you definitely can't get it after the 1st because they're gonna remodel it or do something for the new show. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Well, I think California Grill will open on the 2nd. I have a feeling. I think they're going to shut down on the 1st. They're saying they're closed on the 2nd, but I think they're going to be open.
They got to test the new music to make sure it syncs up.
That's true.
But I don't think it's going to be closed for long.
No, because it's a money maker.
So I can't wait to go. I can't believe we're within 2 months of it.
Hey, we can say now.
It's
you can
like
say
I remember
next month. I mean, next month everybody's heading down.
Yeah,
it's August.
Yeah, I like 10 years ago. I said, "Oh my God, 10 years from now will be the 50th anniversary. I will be there." And now we're in 2 months of it.
I said,
where did a decade go?
Dude, I know. Where did the month of July go? To be honest, it was so fast.
Well, that's true.
I remember.
You were at Walt Disney World for like almost half of it.
Yeah, that's true. I was there for the 40th, and I either said, there's no way I'll ever be here for the 50th after being there for the 40th, because that was just utter chaos. But here I am. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yep.
It was crazy. I think it's going to be a madhouse. Oh my God. And Emily's not going to come that trip. And I don't think it would matter. Like, I don't think she would like it. You know, like, I don't think a lot of people are going to enjoy their time there. Like, I don't know. It'd be crazy.
You're there to be. It's like, well, it's like being in Times Square on New Year's Eve kind of thing. You're there for the experience.
Yeah. Right. And here's the other thing. I don't think they're going to, whatever the capacity is at now, they're not increasing it. It's staying where it is.
They're just going to let any,
especially now with the increase in the virus. It's not going up.
Disney will let in as many people as they can fit in there. They're not going to have any kind of capacity restriction. I would not say. I would say it'll be way more crowded than it is right now. Oh, yeah. It'll be.
I feel like they're at max right now.
Yeah, I feel like they're not running a capacity anymore. They're just, I think that they're just letting, this is just my personal opinion. I don't think they're limiting attendance right now at all.
And the reservations keep opening too for that day.
Yeah. There's going to be people on shoulders on October 1st at the Magic Kingdom. I promise you. It's going to be, unless this gets even worse, which I hope not.
Yeah, I'll have my scooter just running everyone over, so I don't care.
Dude,
I told you that.
Dude, I got the Chicago Marathon like 9 days after that. If you hit my Achilles tendon, we're going to be having words. I got to run 26 miles the next weekend, so give me a little beep beep before you go by.
Not you. Yeah, exactly. Everyone else.
Yeah, because I get home, and then I go directly to Chicago to run 26 miles, so that's going to be really fun. Yes.
Unbelievable.
So I got to save myself. All right.
Yeah.
So anything else, Alfred? Because I got like three other people lined up here. So anything else before we get out of here for this week?
No, I think that's good.
All right. Well, hey, we'll talk to you next Sunday. Yeah. We'll count it down one more week till we get down there.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you later, buddy. Have
Sounds
a good week.
Good.
Hope you're doing
all right.
Well. All right.
You
see
too.
Later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Bye.
All right. Let's get this one in here. All right. We have our next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, it's Eric. How are you?
Eric, what's going on? Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. So you asked about a question about what percentage of people skip Animal Kingdom or go to Animal Kingdom. I'm a librarian, so I actually had to go and research and find out the actual answer.
Oh my gosh! Look at
so
I love this.
I'm gonna drop this on you. This information comes from a group called the Themed Entertainment Association, of which Disney Imagineering is a part.
Right.
Disney usually doesn't, you know, give out its theme park attendance, but in this one is generally considered to be good. So the number one theme park in the world is the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Believe it or not, the next theme park at Walt Disney World, this statistics comes from 2019. The number two most popular theme park in Walt Disney World is Disney's Animal Kingdom.
No way. Are you kidding?
13,888 they have it at. Underneath that is Epcot.
I guess that might be
because they were like ripping the place apart.
Maybe.
And underneath that is Disney's Hollywood Studios. But keep in mind, Star Wars Land was only open for like 6 months, for only half the year there.
Yeah.
So,
and that was before Mickey and Minnie's, and it's a small park. I get that the studios is like, it's not big, but
this kind of makes sense if you have little ones.
There you go. Disney's Animal Kingdom, number two.
Dang. I don't even know my audience.
Still only like 40% of the people, 40% of the people, though, still skip it. And I wonder, like, what percent are locals and things like that. But, there you go. Some cold, hard facts for you.
That's good stuff. Yeah, because, you're right. Locals may skip it because, like, there's no festivals over there. And locals tend to like festivals.
Right.
There's no hard ticket events, typically. You know, like a Halloween or Christmas party.
And Epcot is boosted by its festivals for the locals.
Right.
So Epcot might even be a little bit lower than that when it comes to people who are staying on property.
That's solid. Okay, I've had my mind blown like three different times with Disney stuff in the last month, because when Chef Todd told me that the Big Thunder Mountain Rock looks just exactly like Cinderella Castle, the silhouette, I still haven't stopped thinking about that from 3 weeks ago. Now that you say that Animal Kingdom was second, I will not stop thinking about that for the next month. But it makes sense.
But it kind of makes
sense. Go ahead,
I'm thinking about like my boss's boss. She's going down and she has like a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and she's doing like a 3-day ticket, I think. And they're going to skip Epcot and the studios because she doesn't think her 2-year-old will want to do too much there or won't be tall enough. So those are the two they're skipping and go to an Animal Kingdom because they can do the safari and some other things. So it's kind of interesting to think about. It just depends on your family dynamic.
That makes sense.
Everybody likes zoos, even though it's not a zoo. And it's not a zoo.
I also want to leave you with a question,
yes.
One of those percentage questions for you.
Please.
What percent of people who are parking to go to Magic Kingdom take the monorail as opposed to take the boats?
Oh, good question. All right, we'll answer it here off the air for you.
I like that.
Eric, appreciate it.
What's your I want to hear Eric's answer.
Yeah, give us yours first.
My guess is the boats would be a little bit more.
Ooh.
Because it always looks like there's kind of a line at the monorail and they're not always at the station, but there's almost always a boat sitting right there. So mm-hmm. So I guess like maybe a little over half hop on the boat and a little less than half hop on the monorail.
I would love to know the capacity.
Take care, guys.
I feel like the boats hold more.
All right, see you, Eric. Talk to you next week. Take care. Right.
See ya. So the boats hold more, but the monorail comes through more often.
Right. I would say the boat probably holds five times what a monorail train holds.
I think more people do the boat.
I think more people do the monorail because like it's the Disney thing. Like you can do a boat. Maybe it's because I live in a river town. Like people ride.
I like the boat. I usually go for the boat.
Dude, I do the monorail. I would say more people ride the monorail. That's a good question too. I don't know.
I think it's 55% boat.
I think it's 55% monorail.
Well,
I think it is close because I think they want it to be close, right? Because you don't want it 95% five, you know, one way or the other.
This is a good Twitter question for you.
I'm going to put that up, but I'm totally monorail because it's just so distinct. I can go downtown. We rode the boat when you were here in St. Louis. We rode the boat downtown. All right. Hey, we have our next caller on the line. Who is this?
Howdy.
What's going on?
So it's got to be, it's going well. It's got to be said out loud. Disney goes the extra detail. They have 2 months and 2 days to include this 50th medallion on Cinderella Castle for the Happily Ever After fireworks projections and animating it. And they did it. And that was just a really sweet surprise. Did anyone see that coming?
I just thought they should put that up like as a surprise the night before the you know, October 1st. It shocked me that it's already there.
Yeah. But what I mean is the putting it into the show for the animation and having it sing along.
Because it's part of the show.
I thought it was
Happily Ever After. Yeah, I think that's so cool.
Oh, see, I haven't even seen that. I didn't even know. Yeah. What, it's part of the show now? I didn't know that. Who told you? Wow,
yeah.
I missed that.
For the last two nights, they've been doing it. And it's like they took, some animator took time to update the show. I think that's just beautiful.
Now, see, I love that stuff because that shows, I mean, because that's a show that's on its way out, right? That's something they... When I see they're doing stuff they didn't have to do, that makes me feel good. Because a lot of times we're talking about, if they would only do this one thing that wouldn't cost them very much, it'd be better. So that I didn't know that. I'm glad you shared that. That's great. I love that. I got to check it out.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's worth watching a video or you know, you might just have to fly down there in the next 2 months.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going down already enough. My wife's already reminded me of that, so.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. If I try one more time, I will be in trouble.
Well, I made lots of comments, and I thought I'd finally call in to say that.
I appreciate it.
No, I love it.
Let me ask.
So what percentage of people do you think takes the monorail or the boat when they park at the TTC?
I know the monorail has such limited capacity, but it's more frequent. So I still think possibly the boat takes more people. I only take the boat when the weather's nice enough. If it's raining or cold, there's no way. It's going to be, I might even take the bus. You know, the bus is another, it's a third option.
Yeah.
Dang.
Sometimes they are running the bus from there too. That's right.
I just think the monorail is more fun. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I love the monorail. I don't know.
There's
something about the boat to me though, that I love too. Just like going across the water, like seeing all the resorts and it makes for a really good time lapse.
Yeah, and you and Elizabeth do like the Jack Dawson and you know, Titanic shot in the front of the
boat. Every time.
I'm the king of the world as you pull into the dock. Yeah, nice.
That's why oftentimes Mike will leave at 10 a.m. so we can have the whole boat to ourselves to do that scene.
Especially if you can catch the electrical water pageant on the way home.
Yes. Oh, that's a great point. It's kind of like you know, catching the fireworks show from the Astro Orbiter or something like that. It's just a little bonus, you know. It feels like you're getting something for free you shouldn't be getting.
Yep, it's definitely a plus.
Nice. Hey, thanks for that update. I got to check. Dang, now I'm going to have to look that up tonight after we get off the air here, because I didn't know that. I feel like I'm out of the loop on these things. Like, everybody's like, hey, did you know? No, how did my head?
I don't know if anybody knew it was going to happen, so it was a pleasant surprise.
That's good, though. Very I mean, cool. You know what? We're in this era where, like, when the next, you know, kind of the same thing. Like, when the next iPhone comes out, you know exactly what it's going to be about, right? Back in the day, you know, 10 years ago, it was a total surprise when they announced a new product, Apple did. You know, you go, oh, my gosh, it's so cool. Disney needs to do more of this. Like, hey, guess what? You didn't even know this was coming. You know, boom, here it is.
That's right.
I love that stuff. So, yeah, good stuff. That's cool. All right, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and you have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, you too.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Mike, did you see that post today about, like, a Pixar mini putt, like a mini golf coming to New York City? Like, I almost want to go to New York just to play this mini golf course.
Dude, I didn't see that either. Stop. I mean, I got to stop watching the Olympics or something.
There's I'm sure there's like a Buzz Lightyear or hole or like a Toy Story hole. Like, I remember like seeing like something like you putt across. Oh, my mic went down. Sorry about that. This has not been my best hour today.
This is amateur hour tonight, and it's me because I don't know what's going on either. All right,
I think there was like a whole where you put it with the guitar from Coco. Like, it looked super cool. They need to bring that to the world, though.
Yeah, for real. I mean, come on, because you know what? I think mini golf at Walt Disney World is more popular than I ever thought. Like, we went that one night. We waited 45 minutes to get out of the course.
We were there for like 2 hours.
We had to wait forever to get out.
And remember, we thought like, oh, there's no one here because we parked like on a other side parking lot. Remember?
Yeah.
And then we get there and there's like an hour wait. It was
The Blizzard Beach parking lot was like half full. Like, it was a day to go to the water park. Anyway, we have our next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
It's Maggie from the Mitten.
Two mittens and a mic. We could call this there show at this point. There we go. What's going on, Maggie?
I thought you were going to be more excited to hear from me because I haven't called in forever.
Well, hey, I'm excited. What do you want? I mean, this is it. Everybody's telling me all this stuff I don't know anything about, so I'm feeling kind of bad tonight, you know? Bad podcaster.
Yeah, well, I started grad school back in May, and I just keep forgetting that when it's Sunday. Like, I don't know what day it is. I'm just going in these, like, sprints of, like, turn in, do school. So I've been a mess, but I remembered it was Sunday. I was so excited to get through. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Yes. I remember grad school. I'm glad I'm done with that stuff, man. That was, it was a means to an end. Well, I was glad when it ended. I can say that much. So I'm done with that.
Rough. All right. Well, I have some opinions. I have opinions on things that we've talked about tonight. One is that I don't think that they are at full capacity yet. And here's why. Cast members aren't allowed to go to the parks yet. And that was always part of the benefit of working there, is like, you get to go to the park whenever. The cast member situation right now is that they have to wait until 3 o'clock that day, and then they get to look for reservations, and then they get to go if they make a reservation at 3 p.m. for just those few hours until closing. So to me, I think everything will be back when the cast gets to go and play at the parks whenever they want, like how it always used to be.
That makes sense. I wasn't aware of that. So that totally makes sense. So you think they're still capping attendance right now?
I sort of do, because when I worked there, you just got to go whenever. There was like, you don't get to go to Magic Kingdom because it's Christmas, and you don't get to go to Epcot because it's New Year's. I'm like, I didn't want to do that anyway. I just wanted to sleep. Those are the busiest times of year, you know?
Leave that to the amateurs.
I remember hearing the Epcot fireworks on New Year's one year and just being like, oh my gosh, I just want to sleep. I'm so tired.
Oh my gosh, that's the coolest thing in the history of the world. Epcot Illuminations fireworks. Oh my gosh, do not say that ever again. It was the greatest.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry. So, no, I have a September trip coming up. It's my annual September trip where my old roommate and I, she's my best friend from when I lived there, we go to Halloween Horror Nights. And we go to Food and Wine, which was a thing that we did every fall when I lived down there, when we lived together. And I'm worried that we're not going to get to go. Because that's what the cast situation is right now. I'm worried that we're not going to get to do it.
Do you think it could be just because they're stretched so thin that this would be kind of a bad thing for Disney? This would be a bad look. But I mean, we never know motivations of companies and stuff. But is it a case of... they don't want to let the cast members in because they need them working and they don't want them going into the parks.
But they can't even get in on their days off, you know, like they can't. Yeah, it's hard because we're speculating a lot. Yeah, we don't really know that, but that's my speculation based on the information that I had. And then Alfred was talking, you know, we were talking about there being low on cast. So I started working there 16 years ago. So a lot of the people who I knew who still worked there had worked there for, you know, for that whole time. And they got laid off, and a lot of them feel like they were betrayed and don't want to go back.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. I mean, but I see it both ways, right? I mean, Disney had to lay off people because, I mean, COVID was unexpected. Yeah. I mean, I took a huge hit. I work in travel, but, you know, I couldn't be mad at, you know, Pam and the ladies that own the Magic for Less. They didn't want this to happen either. You know, they didn't want COVID to happen. But I get it. I mean, it's hard when, you know, like, I'll give an example in my old, you know, employment was, I was a school teacher, and we had a redistricting where kids got shuffled around because we built a new high school and stuff, and I got to stay at the school that I was teaching with all my friends and my wife. She wasn't my wife then, but I was the last teacher that got to stay, and my best friend across the hall, he had to go to the other side of the district, which was even rougher than where I taught, and he was so mad that he ended up leaving the district, and the thing was, the only reason I got to stay and he didn't is I signed my contract an hour before he did. They went to look at the timestamp of like the order you got hired. I went in an hour in front of him because they went to the time because we signed on the same day. And I mean, it's one of those things, right? He was bitter about it, and he, you know, it really wasn't anybody's fault. But I mean, I get it. Like, he just, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and I totally understand that.
Right? No, I do too. One of my oldest friends from there, you know, you remember I went back in February because you planned that trip. And he had been laid off, and he didn't even want to come see me on property. I had to go take an Uber off property because he felt so, like, he was so sad that he didn't even want to come hang out on Disney property with me. You know, like, he just was so crushed by that. And so I think a lot of people in that same position are feeling very hesitant about wanting to go back, or they got other jobs.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think that's happened with a lot of people. If you wanted to survive, you had to go out and find something else to do. And many times, I mean, if you're making more money or it's closer, it's not as long of a commute. There's 18,000.
Or you can work at home or whatever. Yeah, there can be so many benefits.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what it is, it's a shuffling in how people are working. People are, instead of working one job at Disney, you know, maybe they're doing two part-time hustles and making more, you know, kind of thing. I don't know. But you're right. I think people have shuffled their jobs.
Yeah, there's a lot of shuffling. And so that we don't leave this on a bummer, I'm going to tell a good story. Can I tell a good story?
Absolutely. We need one tonight.
Okay. So when I went in February, I am, like you, obsessed with the peanut butter and jelly milkshake. So I got a reservation I was going to get just like a milkshake and onion rings. And my reservation was...
Time out, Maggie in the Mitten. I just got a stomach ache just thinking about that. But okay, now you can go ahead. My stomach...
I did that today at Culver's.
Oh my God, my stomach doesn't... Okay, go ahead.
My reservation was 40 minutes after park closing. And it was my last day of vacation. I was whomped. I was so tired. So I went up to them and I said, I have a reservation at this time. All I want is a milkshake. Can you squeeze me in earlier? And they waited for a while and they came back and she goes, all you want is a milkshake? And I said, all I want is a peanut butter and jelly milkshake. I didn't even want onion rings at that point. Like, it's late. I'm tired. I'm done. I want my milkshake. And you know what they did? They gave me one to go.
Oh God, don't say that out loud. So said that to all these people. Oh my gosh, thousands of people.
No, I'm not saying that is not. Those are one of those things that are at cast discretion. You are not guaranteed that. They took pity on me because I looked pathetic.
But everybody's going to roll up there and be like, I know Maggie in the Mitten. Hook me up with a to-go milkshake. That's what I would say. But Maggie in the Mitten got one. Mm-hmm. I need one. Come on.
That is not how that works. those magic moments are at cast discretion. You don't get to, that is not a trick. I am not giving that as a tip. I am saying those cast members blessed me that day. I went over to the bench across from there and I sat down and I drank it and it was amazing.
Oh, it's so good. I know. And we actually had onion rings last time we were there when I had my peanut butter and jelly shake in my sampler platter and I survived. So it was doable. But apparently
you didn't need a wheelbarrow to get out of there?
I didn't. It wasn't super hot that day. It was, thank God, it was this thunderstorm had just come through and it was like a cool breeze. I will say though that the studios now has a peanut butter shake. It's not a peanut butter and jelly shake, which everybody kept asking me to get, and I never did because the days I was there, it was like lunchtime and I didn't want to feel that bad. But that night I got the peanut butter and jelly shake, but I think it's down by Rosie's. It's like a peanut butter something, like explosion shake.
I think it's like a chocolate too. I think it's peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah, I wish I could have that tonight.
Someone needs to get that and call in and tell us about it. Absolutely. I need more information on that beverage.
Yes, I will get it in September. But
please, not till, please tell us.
Because I won't be there. All right. Well, hey, good stories. And yes, you probably just stirred up a hornet's nest, but that's what we do as Disney fans. So no worries.
Cast discretion.
Yeah, people.
There are no guarantees on magical moments.
I get it. But I'm still going to ask. All right, Maggie in the Mitten, you take care and good luck in all your studies and don't be a stranger.
Yep. Great talking to you guys.
All right, it's good talking to you. All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay, before we duck out of here, Scott, we have this conversation going on between Wade and Tim and a few folks in the chat, and they're talking about the capacity of the parks. And I think Maggie brings up a great point, right? If the cast isn't allowed in, maybe they are capped. Because that's information I don't know. But I think Wade has I think he really nails the point, is that even at 50 to 75% of maximum capacity pre-COVID, that's a busy, busy, busy Magic Kingdom day. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, capped or not capped, it's busy.
Yep, I fully agree with that. I don't know what 100% is, but I've been there, some of the busiest days of the year, I feel like, and that's how I felt this summer. I'm just saying, that's how I felt a couple weeks ago.
But again, we're getting some of the more, we're getting like Munster's Eat Laugh Floor coming back. That's a people eater. I mean, that'll... absorb a couple hundred folks out of Tomorrowland, for 20 minutes at a pop. We're getting the Beauty. I thought this was funny that they're bringing this back. The Beauty and the Beast live on stage show at the studio. I mean, I'm glad they are because, again, it's a big theater. Mm-hmm. Ideally, it could hold a lot of people.
I'm even seeing it at the pool. So there was one day at Saratoga. We didn't even go to the theme park. It was the Friday. It was the day after you all left. We were just like, oh, man, the Ramans wore us out, man. We need a pool day all day.
For real.
And so we rope dropped the Saratoga, like the rock pool or whatever, the rock springs pool at 10 a.m. And there was like, we got like the last table and like all the lounge chairs were filling up. So like, it's like you think about how busy the parks are. The pools are just as busy too. Like it is just busy right now.
I know people ask me pretty often, do you think the resorts are like holding back capacity? I don't think the resorts at all. I think they're selling every hotel room at every resort that's open. Because right now, of course, we still don't have the Port of Land. We will in the next couple of few months. We'll have every resort back, which, I mean, think about it. Like, you're right. I mean, I took that picture of the when we went to see Happily Ever After. And, I mean, it looked like... I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, it might have looked busier than like July 2019 for the at least for the fireworks. I think more people stopped for the fireworks this time because it's a new novelty.
Yeah, I just remember Wade's photo too, right? With all those people behind him on Main Street. I mean, we waited in the hub where like I felt like there's a little more room maybe, but on Main Street, that just looked like a madhouse.
Oh my gosh, it's great. I know. And just think October 1st. I'm not trying to get Alfred all up, I'll work. I'm just saying. Dude, the 40th was crazy. I mean, they picked somebody up in a wheelchair and put him over the fence, like in the hub, like one of the hub fences. I don't know what's going to happen on the 50th, but I'm going to be there to see it.
I just want to get my spot for fireworks.
I'm just saying, have your phone ready at all times because you never know what you'll get. It could be the next viral video.
There's going to be like a mosh pit in front of the partner statue.
What are the chances?
Like, I'm trying to get to Tomorrowland. Can someone help me out? And everyone just like moves them over.
Exactly. You're crowd surf from the partner statue all the way to Space Mountain. Never touch the ground. That's the new challenge. That's it. What percentage of our guests will crowd surf to the TTA from the partner statue on October
10%. That'll be the line, Mike.
That'll be the ultimate people mover, right? You're just like, everybody's kind of gets in there and just like, you just keep like, conveying them down the line.
I didn't know the people mover went out to Adventureland. Well, it does today.
How many steps you take? I didn't take any steps today. I just crowd surfed back to
I'm a little sore summer. Though.
Also, now I don't have a wallet, but yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that'll be so fun. All right, wait, we're way over time, so we're going to cut out of here. We'll be back again next Sunday night. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook and YouTube. Make it a plan, set an alert. Here's the best way to find out when we go live. And we do this on Mondays for the Wednesday and Friday podcast. You can jump in with us there. But especially on Sunday nights where we open up the phone lines, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Drop by Facebook or YouTube. We have folks on both. I know Mike, Vero Mike's here on YouTube. A lot of folks are on Facebook. just subscribe to the show and get the alerts. If you click on the bell on YouTube or on Facebook and get notifications, when we go live, it'll kind of ding your phone or let you know, hey, we're live. And that way you can just jump in with us and we can have a good time. Big crowd tonight. We appreciate that very much. Lots of fun in the chat. These things are just a lot of fun. So thanks for all the comments. We'll take your calls next Sunday night. So don't forget, our show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for all of your Disney trip planning needs, whether you're going to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney. We'll take great care of you. So drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great free trip planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that quote form. Mention the show, and you and I will be planning a great trip together. Again, over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's a free way to support the show. One extra click and it really does help us out. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you to our patrons. You guys carry the show. I appreciate each and every one of you so very much. Our patrons also get a fifth show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. And this Thursday, it's going to be part two of Open Mic. Five topics, 5 minutes or less, and just giving some random thoughts. So we'll see how that goes. So if you have a topic you want me to talk about, I have a few. we'll see how that goes. So again, just check out patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast for more information on that. You can follow me at BRGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. I'd love to see you over there. We're going to have some polls up there. So check out the hashtag BOGP poll. And I'll put a couple more questions up there from Friday. Of course, you can always follow Scott at EpScott, E-P-S-C-O-T. Also, at Palm Trees of Disney over there on Instagram. Great way to start your week or your morning every day with some awesome pictures from Walt Disney World. And, of course, you can follow the show at BRGuestPod. All right, time to get out of here, and we'll be back again soon. If you're listening on Thursday, you got a show heading your way tomorrow, the Friday show. And if you're listening on a Sunday night, the Monday show comes out here in just a few minutes. So until we talk again, for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or Thursday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.